After making thousands of phone calls last week, the team at the Siena College Research Institute has crunched their poll results, and we're going to hit some of the highlights now with Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. Hello, Steve.
Hello, David. Great to be with you.
So this poll was conducted from February 7th to the 11th, meaning the responses aren't shaped by the news that broke Thursday night about the Cuomo administration's rationale for withholding data about nursing homes. But voters did have time to digest the report from State Attorney General Letitia James, which reinforced the expectation that the administration was underreporting pandemic deaths tied to nursing homes. With that background, how did New Yorkers feel last week about the governor's response to the pandemic?
Well, let's start at the top. Let's look at the big picture first. And a question, as you know, that we've been asking voters for nearly a year now since the pandemic began is, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Andrew Cuomo is doing to address the COVID pandemic? Right now, 61% of New Yorkers approve of the job that he's doing to address the pandemic. 34% disapprove. Very little change from last month when it was 63-32.
Yeah.
But what we continue to see is the wide partisan divide. So 83% of Democrats approve, 72% of Republicans disapprove. Then what we did is we wanted to look at some of the specific aspects of Cuomo's COVID performance and how he's doing and how voters think he's doing. So we asked five specifics. Communicating with the people of New York. And there he gets strong grades, 67 positive, 33 negative. Providing accurate information during the course of the pandemic, 61 positive, 36 negative. Two, he sort of divided on. Managing the vaccine rollout, he gets a 48-49, so virtually break even. And similarly, for implementing the right plans for reopening New York, 48-50. But the question where voters are harshest in terms of their critique of Governor Cuomo is on the question, making public all data about COVID-related deaths of nursing home patients. There, only 39% of New Yorkers give him a positive grade compared to the majority, 55%, who give him a negative grade. Democrats stick with him on that question. They give him a positive grade, 54-37. However, 63% of independents, 81% of Republicans give Cuomo negative grades for his managing the public data about nursing home deaths.
And I think it's important to note that while you've been asking the question about how the governor has communicated during the pandemic, this is, I believe, the first time you've done the nursing home specific question, right?
Right. We had a nursing home question back in June that was a more generic in terms of how's he doing managing nursing homes. And back in June, he was slightly underwater on that question as well. But this is a new question that we shaped in terms of trying to see the effect of Attorney General James's report and whether that influenced voters and how they felt about him handling the release of nursing home death data. And clearly the majority don't approve of the job that he's doing there.
Well, and with that question, you know, that broader question about communicating with the people of New York, I thought it was telling that these February results compared to the June results have stark differences on that question of excellent response and poor, with the excellent number dropping about 17 points since June, and that poor number increasing by about 12 points since June. So, I mean, from my layman's read, I would infer some of the Letitia James fallout is playing out right there.
That is certainly possible. But what we really see in that question and in June, the overall positive-negative on communicating was 81-19.
Yeah.
Today, it's 67-33, still 2-1 positive, but far down from 81-19. The real difference, though, is Republicans. Back in the spring, Republicans joined independents and Democrats in rallying around the governor, being supportive of how he was handling everything. So back in June, when it came to communicating with the people of New York, Republicans gave him a positive grade, 70-30. Today, that's completely flipped. Right. So it's 33 positive among Republicans, 66 negative. he continues to get very strong grades from Democrats and independents in terms of communicating with the people of the state.
In recent days and weeks, one of the big topics here in the Capitol is the potential extension or immediate repeal of extraordinary powers that were granted to the governor by the state legislature to battle the pandemic. What do New Yorkers feel is the appropriate way to handle these powers? I mean, do they have an appetite for the governor to keep these superpowers?
Absolutely. Well, certainly Democrats do. Yes, should the legislature continue to let the governor manage the coronavirus pandemic in the state with these extraordinary executive powers, or should they not? Should they let him continue? Should they take those powers back? 53% of New Yorkers say let Cuomo continue to use those executive powers. 37% say, nope, take them away. Interestingly, exactly the same as it was last month, 53-37. But here's another one of those examples where you see the clear partisan divide. 73% of Democrats say let Cuomo hold on to those executive powers. 70% of Republicans say the exact opposite. It's time for those executive powers to be taken away.
We're breaking down the latest poll results from the Siena College Research Institute, and our guest is Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. Right now in Washington, D.C., lawmakers are crafting a stimulus plan that Joe Biden might potentially sign. And you asked about a $1.9 trillion stimulus package, the big dollar amount that's been floated around, and found that 91% of New York Democrats support the measure, but Republicans are split. That partisan difference isn't the case, though, on major components of the spending plan. Can you walk us through the different aspects you touched on and how GOP sentiment stacked up on these standalone ideas?
Sure. And it really is interesting because, as you say, the overall, we asked the first question, do you support or oppose President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan? Three-quarters of New Yorkers support it, 75% to 18% who oppose. 91% support among Democrats, as you noted, 71% support among independents. Republicans nearly evenly divided, 45% support, 47% oppose. We then asked about six specific components of the Biden COVID relief plan. The $1,400 checks for most Americans, the increased $400 in enhanced unemployment insurance, $350 billion in aid to state and local governments, $170 billion in aid to schools, et cetera. On all six of these specific individual proposals, support ranges among all voters between 71 and 85%. But among just Republicans, support on these six individual components, Republicans support them all by between 52% support on the weakest one, the additional $400 in enhanced unemployment insurance benefits, to 77% of Republicans who support $160 billion in the plan to be used for vaccine distribution, increased testing, and PPE. So Republicans support all six components of the COVID relief plan. You know, two of them, more than two-thirds of Republican support, but even on the other four, a clear majority of Republicans and obviously a huge majority of independents and an overwhelming majority of Democrats support each of these six component pieces.
Is there some sort of poison pill in this package that you didn't unearth in your questioning about standalone provisions? Or is it more likely that the GOP opposition to the entire plan is simply a partisan reflex?
Well, again, I would say that the GOP is sort of New York Republicans are sort of evenly divided on the issue of the overall plan. Yeah, 45% support it, 47% oppose it. That question came first. So that was their initial reaction to the Biden, and his name was attached to it, to the Biden COVID relief plan. But then when we asked each of these individual components, Republicans support each of them.
What if we called it the Tom Hanks stimulus plan? Do you think that would do better?
You know, it just makes me want another box of chocolate.
I mean, everybody loves Tom Hanks. How much should we read into your findings that New Yorkers are divided on the question of whether they want to reelect Cuomo in 22 or have a change of leadership with that much beloved someone else candidate?
Well, you know, now that we're in the cycle, the next election cycle, the gubernatorial elections, a little more than a year and a half away. If there's a primary, that's less than a year and a half away at this point. And so we ask, you know, voters, would you like to reelect Cuomo if he runs, or would you prefer, quote unquote, someone else? Right now, New Yorkers as a whole are evenly divided. 46% say they're prepared to reelect Cuomo. 45% say they would like someone else. Again, not surprisingly, the huge partisan divide. So among Democrats, and let's look at them specifically, because if he were to face a primary, that would only be for Democrats. Right now, Democrats, nearly two-thirds of them, 65%, say they are prepared to reelect Cuomo, compared to 26% who would prefer someone else. He doesn't fare nearly as well with independents. 34% of independents are prepared to reelect him. A majority, 52%, would prefer someone else. And not surprisingly, only 18% of Republicans prepared to reelect Cuomo, compared to more than three quarters of Republicans, 78%, who would prefer someone else.
Well, and I have to imagine, say, the 25% of liberal voters who say they prefer someone else would probably come home to Cuomo in a general election if there wasn't someone, you know, to the left of him on the ballot as well.
That is likely to be the case. I mean, we have to remember, you know, Republicans start every statewide race in New York at a major disadvantage. We've talked about this before. I mean, there are more than twice as many Democrats in New York as there are Republicans. 50% of the enrolled voters in the state are Democrats. Only 22% of the enrolled voters in the state are Republican. So it gives them a real struggle. What the Republicans need, if they're going to win a statewide race, is to get a significant number of Democratic votes. In terms of where Democrats are with Cuomo right now, that seems like it would be a little bit tough.
And finally, you asked a question to New Yorkers about their opinions of the fiscal condition of New York State. And I was struck by the comparison of February 2021 to February 2020, where we have pretty starkly different economic times right now as the result of the pandemic. But I was curious, you know, is this a number that usually reflects, you know, the actual financial conditions in New York, or do New Yorkers pretty much have the same sort of sentiments, you know, regardless of what's going on, say, post the Great Recession?
You nailed it on the head there, David, because Sienna started asking this question about the fiscal condition of New York State right at the beginning of the Great Recession, back in the summer of 2008. And while it was at an all-time low in 2009 and got a little bit better in 2010 and 11 and as we moved into 2012, the truth is over the last almost decade, certainly over the last 8 or 9 years, we have never seen more than a third of New Yorkers say that the fiscal condition of this state is excellent or good. We've seen more than two-thirds, or at least close to two-thirds, say that the fiscal condition of the state is only fair or poor consistently over the last decade. So this question, as interesting as we find, it doesn't tend to show a lot of difference, because certainly over the last 8 or 9 years, the fiscal condition of this state has been in flux. There have been times where it's been better. There have been times where it's been worse. But we really don't see voters react and express that.
And finally, I'm just curious, you know, from your perspective, someone who's doing this poll, you know, you've got this in the field last week, and then on the final day you're in there, this like bombshell report from the Post comes out, and you know you're not going to be able to catch that. What's that like as a pollster? Is it as frustrating as I imagine it is?
Well, it's certainly frustrating, but you also have to keep it in perspective. And you and I have talked about this many times. The poll is nothing more than a snapshot in time. It measures the specific days that we were talking to the voters. So they certainly, as you mentioned earlier, had Attorney General James's report worked into their views. But they couldn't have had, obviously, what transpired over the last several days. But we will pick that up. That now becomes part of what voters digest and absorb and work into their calculations. And we'll certainly see it next month. Look, would I have rather have seen that happen, you know, a week earlier so we could have measured it? Sure. But the worst case like this, David, that I'm reminded of is we were actually in day two in the field when then Governor Spitzer announced his major announcement that he was caught with a prostitute with his socks on. That time we decided we could not continue, so we actually pulled the poll from the field.
Well, and I guess the timing for this poll really reinforces the importance of the work journalists do in presenting this information and that they provide the proper context about, you know, when this snapshot was taken, because it could be so easy just to, you know, read a poll that comes out Tuesday and assume that, say, you know, the governor's press conference from Monday is factored into this, when obviously that's not how it works.
That's exactly right. And I think most journalists do report polling stories, whether it's a Siena poll or a Q poll or some other poll. They do report it. They put in there the date that it was taken. Now, I mean, so you looked, you saw we were in the field from February 7th to 11th, but it's also important to point out what happened after, that if there were events that happened after, to point out that those are not included in what voters brought to their answers to this poll.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for. We've been speaking with Siena College Research Institute pollster Steve Greenberg. Steve, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, David. Anytime.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.